Jerry Bader Show, 924-406-1360, 888-455-1360. State Senator Glenn Grothman is proposing a bill that would exempt e-cigarettes, the new electronic cigarettes, from the state's statewide smoking ban in bars, restaurants, most other public places. I would argue that and other bans, our ban and other bans, were imposed to protect people from secondhand smoke. That's not an issue as far as we know with e-cigarettes. Therefore, I think they should be exempt. Abel in Luxembourg. Abel, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show. Abel, you there? Going once, going twice, gone. To Norm on the road. Norm, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Well, good morning, Jerry. I haven't chatted with you for a while. I've been following this. As you know, I spent a lot of time since I was in the industry, the healthcare industry, I spent a lot of time reading and following the healthcare field. And this is a topic that's been in several of the medical blogs that I frequent. And I've heard the pros and the cons. Just a few personal comments for some of your listeners. Maybe they don't know. These cigarettes were developed in China primarily as an alternative to smoking because they had so much problems with fires from cigarettes and tobacco products. As far as the safety features, I sold Nicorette and Nicoderm, both containing nicotine. Both products now are over-the-counter. Nicotine has been well-studied. Nicotine is not carcinogenic. It does have a cardiovascular effect, but still less than the cigarettes, if you look at the amount of nicotine that you get. What we're dealing with here is people that are anti-smoking. What they hate about the electronic cigarettes is they look like a cigarette. And I like to equate these people to the people, the anti-gun people. I don't care how safe you'd make a gun or what you do with a gun. They hate guns, whether a little boy is pointing his finger or if they get a little gun out of a gumball machine. And I'm totally for no restrictions on these e-cigarettes. A lot of people have already quit with them. There's no harmful effects to them. All it contains is nicotine, little flavoring, and propylene glycol, and people should have that opportunity to use them.
And Norm, from the research you have done, I am correct, right, in saying that secondhand smoke is completely a non-factor here.
Definitely. When you breathe out, it looks like a smoke, but all it is water vapor. That's it. But I also agree more with Rush Limbaugh. I guess I've been following this for a long time, and since I sold two smoking cessation products, I think the secondhand smoke has been really, really blown out of proportion. And I agree with you. I didn't like the government telling bars they couldn't smoke. People couldn't smoke in them. But I personally like going out without the smoke. But I also think most bars, if they had a choice right now, would never go back. Because if you go to some of these bars, there were people smoking all the time. My God, they had to paint the tiles on the ceilings every couple of years. The place stunk. They had to have these smoke eaters, which they had to keep cleaning. So there was a lot of, you know, stupid people that put their cigarettes out on the floor in the carpet and grind them out, you know. So I think a lot of bars like it now this way.
Norm, thanks a lot for the call. To John and Stevens Point. John, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Hope you're keeping warm out there.
Yep.
The smoking ban, I called you before when this brought up, and it's not about the smoker. It was always about the non-smoker, and I don't see how e-cigarettes have any effect on them at all.
That's exactly right. And again, as Norm was saying, and John, thanks a lot for the call, it doesn't really matter whether or not you believe the research on secondhand smoke. The bans were put in place due to the purported dangers of secondhand smoke. That simply doesn't exist with an e-cigarette. Further, I thought Norm's analogy to firearms very, very appropriate, that there are people who just hate guns and there's no such thing as a good gun. In fact, you know what the problem with this is? What was the mantra of the anti-smoking crowd? There's no such thing as a safe cigarette. Now it appears there might be, and it's driving them crazy. Michael in Oshkosh. Michael, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. You know, I agree with you on the e-cigarettes, but as far as secondhand smoke, for 25 years, me and the missus have smoked, and we have raised exotic finches and various kinds, and we have never lost a bird to secondhand smoke. As if you remember the history of this country, they used to use canaries in tunnels for the gases.
Yeah, and there's a lot of anecdotal evidence where people living for decades, my dad was a 3-pack-a-day Camel smoker for I don't remember how many years. My mom and none of his 8 kids, at least to this point, have gotten cancer. So in that regard, we're going to have to break, Jason, then we can get him on. In that regard, As I said, I'm conflicted on it, but even if it is overblown, it's irrelevant to this conversation. Abel, we'll get you on right after the news. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.